through the Torah tonight, and through all the sliyos that the Schwartz family is involved with. You weren't here on Shabbos, Shal Shudas we spoke about. Baruch Hashem, really have such nachas, the type of Torah-dika family, and really have children that are living al Taras HaKodesh, and it's a tremendous chus. The other kids also in the Schwartz family, for his neshama. So the words of Divrei Torah should be eschus li'ili neshmaso. It's not always recognized. People speak about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's primarily the Churban Beis Rishon, so the Gemara that's often quoted is the Gemara in Yuma that tells us that Klal Yisrael transgressed the three cardinal sins, Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah. The problem is that the Gemara seems to contradict this. The Gemara elsewhere tells us that Klal Yisrael were depicted as Oizvei HaTorah, Shelo Yudeuni. Klal Yisrael were a nation that weren't involved and weren't, the Gemara says, even Mevarech on Birkas HaTorah. So was it because of the cardinal sins, or was it because of a lack of Torah? So the emes is, the Taz already in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Zayin, in Birkas HaTorah, and the Al-Sheikh really allude to the same exact vart, that Klal Yisrael were transgressing Averis. But what a person has to realize, and which is such a schus, to have someone like Rabbi Simon here, that Klal Yisrael were zeicha to a special shmirah. And even though there was mamish averus that were going on, the Rabbeinu Shalom was able to look aside because the Torah is magni umatzli. The Torah protected them. It's an unbelievable thing. The Churban HaBayis should have existed way before. But the Rabbeinu Shalom was able to ignore what was going on because Lamaisa, at the end of the day, they're involved in Torah. At the end of the day, the Torah was Shomer then. It's important as we go in right now, the enemies right now, the Oivim, were Nichnas into the Beis HaMikdash, Zayin Av. Now we're going to Chesav. These were the 3 days that were the greatest destruction leading up to Tisha B'Av. The new phase of from the 9 days to Zayin B'Av. It's important for us to focus on the emphasis and in such the door that we live in, the fact that we need the Shmiras HaTorah to be Mezakas, to be Meshamaras. We also have the opportunity to thank the Imre Baruch, Rabbi Simon, anyone who knows in Yeshiva, always engrossed in Torah, always piles of Svarim, always being Mechadish Chedushim, which Be'emes is a walking, living proof to the Torah that's being Shemaras. Mirtzah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakehim to continue in his Torah, to continue his Ashvas HaTorah to the rest of Klal Yisrael, and should be Shomer us and Magne Umatzli for many generations to come.
The Shustam of Asra, the Gozan, Rabbi Donath is here as well. And as I said, last time I was here, it's always a big schus to be here, see a lot of old friends from yeshiva that sometimes I don't get to see as often as I used to be able to see. So it's that itself is worth all the effort to come here and say the shir, of course, and zecher the lishmas Yehuda Shlomo ben Chaim Dov. I thank Josh for inviting me to come to share some Divrei Torah before Tisha B'Av, and okay, so that's the to me that's the Iker. Now is the rest. There's a famous Gemara in Megillah, on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses Amar Belozer, Amar Bechanina, Rebbe Nota Natiya Bapurim. So Rebbe wanted to ma'akir Tisha B'Av. That's a pretty bold thing to do. So to be ma'akeh Tisha B'Av. And the Chachamim were not molded to him. Tosis has the famous question, are you talking that they were going to be ma'akeh Tisha B'Av? So Tosis says, he gives two terutzim. Either yesh lo v'dorot l'akor ola b'chumr sheyesh bo yoseh b'shar taniyos. The Tisha B'Av has more chumras than has all the Inuyim, has more chumras Leil Kiyomo, has more the chumras than the other fasts. So that doesn't mean he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av. He wanted to make Tisha B'Av like the other fasts. In fact, some poskim hold that a Tisha B'Av shenidcha, maybe Takhet is like the other fasts. Body paskim, the Shuv and the Shvus Yaakov, which has a similar idea. Or he wanted to that Tisha B'Av should be on the 10th, based on the famous Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan said he would have been Koveya Tisha B'Av on the 10th, because most of the Beis Hamikdash was burnt on the 10th. Okay. Bikesh Lakar Tisha. So in the Truvas Chasam Sofer, the way here Josh was telling me the Chasam Sofer I said last year, I said I better not say the same one. Many years ago I used to spend summers in Brookline. And we had a kollel in the Young Israel of Brookline. So there was a Chashuv Talmid Chacham who used to come to the Young Israel, and he would give shir to the balabatim in the shul that were more learned in Yiddish on Sunday. Like 6 o'clock on Sunday. His name was Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum, was his name. Hirsch Tannenbaum wrote a sefer Eitz Eres. He was a Talmud Mufak of Rav Baruch Be'er, and he was the Masada Gittin of that whole area. And he was a Rav in Chelsea. So I used to like to look at his farm. So I was very excited that I'm going to finally meet the Mechaber. So I go, Sunday when he was there, before the shir, and introduce myself. And I say, he says, tell me over a shtickle from the sefer. So I told him over. So good. And then we invite him to come several times during the summer to speak to our boys, etc. So fast forward another 12 months, and back in Brookline again. And the Rav is there again. So I go over to the Rav again. Say Shalom Aleichem. Nope, tell me over something from the Sefer. So I figured I'll just tell over the thing I told him last year. And he said to me, you told me that one last year. So in preparation for the third summer, he already came out with another volume. So I already prepared. And unfortunately, like a month before I got there, he was in a coma. And then we never were able to speak again. And so, but this Chasam Sofer is not going to be the one from last year. There'll be a couple of Chasam Sofers, but none of them, I don't think, from last year. Oh, so the Chasam Sofer asked the following kasha. Different than Tosis's kasha about, Bikish Lakar Tisha B'Av. So he said, he asked like this. Yes, Ve'amarti, says the Chasam Sofer, the Yesh L'daktik, Harek Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, Chal Gam Yud Zayin B'Tamuz B'Shabbos, L'chora, in parentheses he writes, Yim Lo Shekidosh Al Piriya, V'Ibir Tamuz, unless it was a Kiddosh Al Piriya, but let's assume, like we have today, if remember in Mor HaShakolov, you had the Tuesday was the day that they, afternoon Seder, we went on trips. So if Tuesday would be Tisha B'Av, then Tuesday would be Shiva Sabatabna, so we missed two trip days. So they were Doiched the trip, the tripping day. But if Yud Zayin, if Tisha B'Av is Tuesday, is Shabbos, so then Yud Zayin B'Tamuz is Shabbos. So what did he do with that? What about Shiva Sabatabna? It doesn't say that he wanted to okay Shiva Sabatamas. Imkain my time will be kitch Right? The Gemara says, in Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av, so one pshat was Bikesh Lakor, we'll call Tisha B'Av in the two pshatim in Tosfos. And then the other pshat that the Gemara has that it was talking about to Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and he said once it's a Nidcha, so then already it's not on the day anyway, so we're going to push it Lagamri. Right? So you had 2 days in the Gemara where there's what it means, and then within the first day there were two pshatim and taisis, and then the second was that Lagamri. So he Chassid Sofer asked the kasha. So what? And why wasn't he BK Shlach or Shivasa B'Tamus? The ain lo mer hachinami. Maybe in a chinami uvidzay B'Tamus hodu lo chacham. Maybe Taka uvidzay B'Tamus is not as chomer as Tisha B'Av. So maybe Taka he did, and maybe they were maskim, and the Gemara only mentions the one that they were not maskim to. Ze'enu. Da'anan lo chayim al hachi. Kor chatzorach lo yudzayim b'tamuz. So he says, no. Yudzayim b'tamuz, you're not going to say kevin d'idchi idchi, why? Most of you are like kevin d'idchi idchi, why? Da'avagam yudches b'tamuz who be meha mitzor. In other words, if you yudzayim b'tamuz, so it will be in yudches. So Yudches is still part of the Yimei Mitzarim. So it's not like Yudches, it's over. Now, Shein Kein Tisha B'Av, She'over Hayom, Leka Ibu, B'man Domer, Me'er Shchodesh Arachar Atayis. But afterwards, it's really not, okay, we have a minute, we throw Chatzos, but basically it's the Beit Mitzarim is more or less over, at least by the end of the day. So that is far that it was Nidche, so it should be Nidche. But you chose Zayim B'Tamuz, it's the beginning of the Beit HaMitzarim, so it wouldn't be Zayim, they wouldn't necessarily do it to Yudches. Okay, Omar came in Idchi Chidvi, came Tzarech Omar. So that's what he, that's the Chasam Sofer's Teretz, that you would never have said, came in the Idchi by Yudzayim B'Tamuz, because Yudzayim B'Tamuz, okay, it's not Yudzayim B'Tamuz, it'll be Yudches B'Tamuz, etc. Sort of like the Michas Chinuch. I remember when Moshe Kolo, the first summer I was there in 1978, Moshe Kolo, Dr. Lamb, the Chrono of Racha, came to give a shiur on Yudzayim B'Tamuz. And he said over the Michas Chinuch on Shin Aleph that really, it's Tzomer Revi, Tzomer Chamishi, it's the whole month. You could really mekayim the, because he has a kasha. Why can't we fast on Shabbos? Shabbos is why don't we fast? Karasol Shabbos Oynik. It's a pasuk in Yeshayas, but this is a pasuk in Zechariah. But they're both equal level, more or less. So the Cheskinuch says, but there's no hechrach to fast on Dafke Yudzayin B'Tamuz, mean Divrei Kabbalah. You can fast any day in the month. Shabbos is Shabbos. But Yudzayin B'Tamuz could be a different way. You still become the Indian of fasting and Tzom Harvi. So the Mela, that's what the Mechaskinuch is Miyashev, that's why they, that you don't fast on Shabbos, even though Shabbos is a fasting is only be the very is from a pasuk in Yeshayim is a pasuk in Zechariah. Okay. So that's what the Chassid Sofer says. The Or Sameach points out in the Kriya Sefer of the Mabit of the Rambam that it's interesting. It's only in certain versions in the Kriya Sefer. You got to get a version of the Kriya Sefer that has the Tziyunim on the bottom. And he says another teretz for the Chasam Sofer's Kasha, of why Bikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av, so why that idea he wasn't Bikesh Lakor or what? Shivasa B'Tamuz. He says, and so I quote, V'nira l'idavim nomad de'isa tainis b'Shabbos min ha-Torah, whereas we're going to say it's Pasuk Yeshaya, maybe it's Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah, but he says, Hainu im sa'ana layla v'yom, the leke inu min ha-Torah ala layla v'yom. Whereas if a person is going to keep Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, so then he's violating a real Divrei Kabbalah, he's mevatel oinig, because Tisha B'Av is Laila V'Yom. But when you just fast in the daytime, that's not a real, a full bittul, or at least on a deraisa level, a divrei kabbalah level, of a bittul of oinig, even though you could have a nice meal of Friday night meal, so you won't eat it today. But okay, it's not the grim. That's the oinig, but it's not the same. So he says, so therefore, he, when it came to Shivos and the Tammuz, he wasn't so concerned because it's only it's not a full bittul of the oneg, so he wasn't so sure that you should, you know, maybe Taki could even have fasted Shivos and the Tammuz. Okay, but Maisa we're not, but to say came with the itchi only on something that was a full. Full-fledged bittul oneg, and that was only by Tisha B'Av, that's Laila Kiyomo, and that's how the Kriya Sefer says over, and the Or Sameach quotes this Kriya Sefer in the Or Sameach and Hilchas Taimus. Oh. So the Chasam Sofer, so the first, that question from Chasam Sofer is in the Chuvus of the Chasam Sofer. And then, Chasam Sofer has a lot of different svarim, so you can get confused with all the different svarim. Because there's a Taurus Moshe al HaTorah and there's a Chasam Sofer al HaTorah. Those are two different sets of svarim. Two different Taurus are different. So, he says, so one thing he wants to say is, in this whole discussion, what's the machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim, of whether he should be ma'akir or not? So he wants to say, there's a famous Gemara of Arizara about the Boba Paritzim v'chilulu, that when the Goyim come into the Mokam HaMikdash and they defile it, so maybe that the Kedusha is poka. Right, Ramban and Rambam more there—that's the whole thing. So, but not everyone necessarily holds from Ubaba Paritzin v'Chilula, that when the Goyim come in and defile the Kedusha, the Kedusha is paka. So the Chasam Sofer says, Rabbi Ozel Latami b'Shmayt min Davar Zara. It's mashma. If you look in the Gemara there, it's mashma that Rabbi doesn't hold from Baba Paritzim Chilua that when the Goyim come in, it defiles the Kedusha. Him came, the main lo yotza beis hamikdash l'chulin. So the beis hamikdash was never yotze l'chulin. So when they burnt, made the original fire on Tisha B'Av, so it wasn't yotze l'chulin. And the main had ever burnt on Yud was still a beis hamikdash. So the main. So therefore, you should follow Rov. There was a base of Mikdash that burnt on the Tess. There was a base of Mikdash that burnt on Yud. So the Rov, as Lina Basar, you follow the Rov, and therefore that would make the Iker's man to be on Yud. Came Reila Oyasamei. So as Lina Basar Rov Yom Sharubo Nisraf Yom Asiri. So that's works in good with the second day of Tosfos within the first day in the Gemara that he didn't want to be ma'akir legamrei, but he just wanted to make it on Yud. Hashem inkein the other shita. Of the Chachamim said no, because you shouldn't make it on Yud, because whatever burnt on Yud wasn't a Beis Hamikdash anymore. It was already Yotzal Chulin in the beginning when they started the fire on Tess, and he discusses that could be a possible idea. Then he says the other day in Tosis is that they wanted to take away the chumras of Tisha B'Av. Not that he wanted. Again, this is all within the first year. So he says, the Chasam Sofer, the Tami Mai Machmarin, and he says, what's the pshat they wanted to take away the Chumras of Tisha B'Av? So the Chasam Sofer says a beautiful word. He says, the Tami Mai Machmarin and Beit Tvei Mishra. So why is Tisha B'Av more Chumra than the other? Because the verse says, Huch Bulu Bo Tzaris. It's first base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash. But Tenech Sreif is a Heichel, Sherubo Nisraf Biyud. Aval Shara Tzaris, all the other Tzaris, Vishili Tainas, those didn't happen on Yud. There was only, there was a lot of things. Tochuch Bulu Biyud Ba'av. Him came to do Ma Dehava Hava. Leisla Sreif Sherubo Shal Heichel. In other words, if you want to say that's the pshat, that Tisha B'Av was more chomer, you want to take away the chomers of Tisha B'Av. So he says that, first of all, the Chasam Sofer wants to make a point that maybe he wanted to take away the chomers of Tisha B'Av when it was a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. So that's the pshat. When a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, then he wanted to take away the chomers because it was the svar of Huch Bulu Bo Tzaris doesn't necessarily apply when it's on Yud, and that's the and this is an interesting discussion about when the Gemara says Yihachi Tisha B'Av Nami, where they sent out the shluchim. So the Gemara says that Bezman is that's Rotsum Tzanim Rotsum Einim Tzanim, because there's no base of Mikdash, but there's no Shema. So really, the fasts are optional. We just been Mekabel. So the question is, and what about Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is, you send out shluchim. So Tisha B'Av, what's the pshat? So Tisha B'Av is mochomer, but is Tisha B'Av also still midivrei Kabbalah b'zman hazeh? Or is Tisha B'Av also only the Rabbanan, and just, we were mechabal mochomers, but not that the, so Rav Shech always still likes to point out, as a mechok is mechabal, and the Taz, whether your lettuce is, gave birth. So the Ramban says you get 30 days that you don't have to fast with a kola, and the Taz says no. So Tisha B'Av should be divrei Kabbalah. Shouldn't get such a big kula 30 days. It should be a much shorter kula, like so similar to Yom Kippur, where you clearly don't get, you get a much shorter amount of time that you consider the kola for that. So it's interesting. The Avni Nezer points out, and this is, I'll tell you, Avni Nezer Lishitosa. This is a good yesod in the Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer writes, he discusses this question. By the way, parenthetically, there's a fascinating tshuva in the Hesorus tshuva, the Chasam Sofer's Einikol. What happens if day 30 of the Chaya ends on Tisha B'Av, and day 31 is Sunday from the Leda. So we was asked the question: is it Din Tashlum or not? Because the day that you're going to fast is already after, in other words, the day of the Iker Chiyuv, we're still a Chol. You're not fasting that day. It's a fascinating. Yeah. Well. But there's another. Also, the Avnei Nezer quotes this Chaber Taz, and he says like this. The Emes Lo Choshem Midiv Loya Lamar Einei Hataz Divrei. The Rashba and the Ritva write the Feirish. Rashba not Sugi and Megillah write the Feirish. The Tisha B'Av is also the Rabbanan. It's not Divrei Kabbalah. It's also Ratzum Sanim. It's just that we were Kabel in a more chumradik way. But it's not that it's. And he says, the Rashba says that, I think the Avni Nezer says that the Taz didn't have this Rishon. Shaloyah b'tfutz b'yomah. Ki Rashba nitpas pam Rishon b'zmano shalom mishnabel. Ritva b'zmaneinu. So he's very into this idea that about if the Beis Yosef would have had this Rishon, he would have paskin differently, and therefore we should paskin differently. They say the Chazanish said, what should we do with all the Rishonim and the Gneza? So supposedly Chazanish said, you know, just leave him there. You know, in other words, he wasn't willing to change halacha based on finding the Rishonim. But the Avdei Nezer didn't have that approach. There's a piece in the Avdei Nezer about, this comes up at our dinner table, my wife and I, especially during the 9 days, we make fish, you know, with the crust. Is that enough to say that it's a mezoinus and not a shahakl of the din kol sheyesh bo chamishish minei dogim? So the post could say it depends on the, if it's, like Rav Vadi says, it depends how kosher it is. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein passed on cheesecake and shavuos, it depends how thick the, you know, the crust is. But the Avnei Nezer writes that if you look in the Shita Mekubetzas and Brachas, he gives you a shear of kezayis mechilas pras. He gives you a shear. And then he says he discussed it with his mother. Avnei Nezer writes, you know, she made the cake, so he discussed it with his mother. And then he has another tshuva in Nikvos about shuvim sheiglidu. If you have mind shuvim and you freeze it, does it lose the din of shuvim? And there also he says that they didn't have this, you know, the way we have in the Bali Nefesh. So he's very interested. So when I saw this, I said, oh, that's part of his regular theme. Of if they would have had the Rishonim, they would have said so. I mean, and seemingly he's willing to pass it like this. Well, but now let me tell you one vort from Chasam Sofer that he says that if certain things, if you're not the Chasam Sofer, you're not allowed to say these things. In other words, you have to be a broad shoulders like the Chasam Sofer to say this, what I'm going to tell you, but it's a true idea. So this is what I'm going to say. We know there's a mitzvah. I'm going to read it soon. Parshas Re'eh, the Shichnu Sidra Shuvos Hashem. That you should the Sifrei mitzvah of Al Yisrael. I'm reading from Chasam Sofer. Shem Yisaru Me'atzman Yavol Neviyim. In other words, Klal Yisrael has to take the initiative to try to find where the Mokom HaMikdash is. You're not going to be told. You know, you got to drosh up, you got to go to the Novi, you got to make an appointment. And, you know, Hashem doesn't say, here, it's right over there. Go build the base of Mikdash. This is the Mokom. No. The Shifter should have a drisha. You should have an incentive. You shouldn't be a passive person. You should really doyish to find it out. That's what Hashem wants. Shem Yisaru Me'atzon Yaviru on the V'yeim V'chach Me'ador L'spal Hashem L'hovin L'hachim Mokom Kodesh. V'al Yidei Zeh Im L'shichno Sidrushu Azu Vos Hashem. In other words, you yourself took the initiative to try to find the Mokom, then you'll be Zoycha. V'akein Chara Af Hashem B'Yisrael Shavu Bikshu Ozos Kol Yimei HaShoftim Ashen It's Oral Zeh Dovid HaMelech, etc. Okay, that's not the point that you have to be the Chasam Sofer to say. That's Ramban, Sifrei. This is what he says now. Are you ready for this one? They're like, Venerally, Zokter. Venerally, the Hainu Taimishal Rebbe, Shebikesh, Lachor Tishabov, or Tishabov Shenitcha, whatever the Shotim were. Hold the nitzchay v'yechad lo hodulu chavon. Listen carefully. I'll read to you. Lo shahaisa kavonas Rebbe be'emes sheyitchay tishabav. El bikish litchosu kidei shalo yodulu chavon. Because he wanted to say something that's a little bit wild to see that the people should react. They should, you know, you shouldn't just sit there like a, you know, like a piece of wood. You should react. How can you do? You know, and that is a kiyum. In the Shechnu Sidrushu. He said it because he wanted Shalom Hodu Lo Chacham. He wanted to get their reaction. He wanted to waken the people up. And then he says another word. He says, and that's the pshat of Ratzu Masanim. Why Ratzu Masanim? They could, you know, just must Lo Shema. They don't have a base of Mikdash. It should be a Chova. The same idea. Alkei Lo Gozruchan Havim Tainis Vehechleh B'sman Shein Shema. They should be Mitzorer It's Rosh and Simon. We don't really have to do it because there's no Shema. So what? There's no Shema, but there's no Beis Hamikdash either. So it could have been a Chova, but that same idea. That he wanted the people should be Mekabel. And it should be, they should take the initiative. And that's the, that's how he ends this, this Rosh. So as we come to every year to Tisha B'Av, you know, we have the keenness and this. Hashem wants to see, you know, how we react. Do we really think it's... I remember one summer I spent in Brookline. So one summer, I spent one Shabbos. Usually I was davening in the Young Israel there. One summer we davened Rabbi Isidor Tversky, Rabbi Tversky's father, the Tolner Shtiebel in Brookline. And I remember, he was a very interesting speaker. He didn't speak in the shul. He always spoke in the Kiddush room after the davening. He had a pile of Sfarim. This is Dr. Isidor Tversky, that's all. And he would open up each one, would take out a magnifying glass. He would open it up and read word for word. He'd do that at Shal Shudas also. You know, very meticulous person. So I remember he said, sometimes, you know, usually our attitude should be, you know, we're mistapik b'muat. It's good. It's good to be mistapik b'muat. You know, it's okay. But this is the one season in the world, in the year, that it's not good to be mistapik b'muat. We want higher aspirations. We want a base of mikdash. We can give, it's okay. You know, that's doicha the coming of the. And so I was looking this year, this nuchas of sofer, not from last year, that so this is the word lo hodu lo chachamim, is sort of like he wanted us, you know, say something, see how they would react. Lo hodu lo chachamim, and I guess they passed the test. Unfortunately, we still don't have a base of mikdash, but you never know how much Hashem wants us to fill our ratzon to finally to get to that madrega. So be'ez Hashem, the zoicha to have a, I mean, we have why we shouldn't be zoicha, but the way it looks that we might be, you know, have to do another Tisha B'Av this year. So Hashem wants to see. Do you really, you know, that's what the Maral writes in Netzach Yisrael. Parenthetically, it's interesting that when the Lubavitcher Rebbe was sitting Shiva for his wife, so a lot of Chashuv Rabbanim came, and they wrote a kuntras, it's in the library someplace, of every Chashuv Rav, and what that person said to the Rebbe, and how the Rebbe responded. The whole conversation. So Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik went with Rabbi David Lifshitz to visit the Rebbe for the Shiva of the Rebbetzin. And that was the discussion. What does it mean, Zocha V'ra? What about, or I should say, Yizkeh V'yira, but and then that was the whole discussion about that Nakuda. But the Maral says, the word is, similar to what Dr. Tversky said, was, you know, there's a word from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. You know, it's the famous word in the Nefesh HaChaim, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem, Hashem acts the way we set the tone. You're a Baal Chesed, Hashem will be. You put out two fingers, the Shein will put out two fingers. Hashem Tzilcha. But you have to, you initiate. So that's what the Maral says. Filam Yisrael Bel Yerushalayim, so that you hold that everything's Beseder. Like we said before, everything's Beseder. So Hashem says, if everything's Beseder, why do I need to give you a Beis HaMikdash? But if you're Mesabel, then you show that you hold it's not Beseder. And that's what Rebbe wanted to see. Rebbe was Ma'akir Tisha B'Av, because he wanted the Chacham to give a shrine. Lo hodu lo Chachamim. That Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoker to see the B.S. called Tzedek from Pei Rav. Thank you.
Correct.